Blog Talk Radio.
And now we wait for just a moment. And wait. And wait. Looks like we're good. Looks like that nasty pre-recorded show has been finally dismissed to the ether. Dun, dun, dun. Hi, this is Macho Sasquatch, and this is my show, The Uncommon Shaman. And if you listened last week, you probably heard, well, if you listened last week, you did hear a kind of unusual thing. You see, they have a feature here at Blog Talk Radio where you can set up a pre-recorded, up to a whole show, or it could just be an introduction or whatever, and set up Blog Talk to play that automatically for you at the beginning of your allotted time. So I had done that. I had recorded a show and put it up on Blog Talk and set it to play at the beginning of my show because I knew I was unlikely to be able to start my show on time that night. I was going to the movies with my friend Twilight Evening Star, and it was a double feature, a Vincent Price double feature, and double features tend to, it's a long evening. I figured we wouldn't be done by 10:30, so I recorded a show in advance and put it up. And what I have to do is, in order to make the show start, I have to dial the special number, code number on my phone, and then dial in a PIN number, and that gives me access. And the show should, in theory, the pre-recorded show should start at the appointed time. Well, I did all of this. I was in the middle of The Tingler, and I hope you've seen that show. Go ahead and see that movie if you haven't. It's just an amazing, campy 50s style horror science fiction flick with Vincent Price playing it absolutely dead straight the whole time. But anyway, I ducked out of my seat and went out into the lobby to punch in my special code numbers, and I did it, and the Blog Talk gave me the countdown like it usually does, 5 minutes of the show, 4 minutes of the show, 3 minutes of the show, and you get down to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and it says Blog Talk Radio, just like you guys hear on that end, I hear it too, and I waited, and I waited, and I waited, and the show did not start. So I ended up going to the men's room and doing the show from there. Not the men's room proper, but there was a lounge outside the men's room with a fireplace, which wasn't lit because it's the summer, and some very comfortable chairs. So I sat in that and did the whole show for half an hour, didn't see a soul, and just barely caught the final seconds of The Tingler after my show was over. So not knowing at all what had gone wrong, I just didn't think about it. I just figured, well, it didn't work. Well, the next week I started doing the show, from a landline, the same way I am now. And as I started speaking, that pre-recorded show started up, and I had to find it on the list of sound files and turn it off before I could start the show. And I said, well, that was a messy beginning to the show. And that the one that I had wanted to show finally showed up. So now I really don't know what's going on, because the 1 week it wouldn't play, the second week it did. So I decided I'll go for the tiebreaker. I want to use the show anyway because I don't want to just leave it there forever. I took the trouble of making it. So come the third week, I can't remember whether it actually started up by itself or not. I think it did. But I was there ready to, with on the internet with Blog Talk, ready to start it if it didn't start by itself. I think it did start by itself. So I let the whole thing play through, and so that was my show for that week. I didn't have to talk or anything because I'd already done it. Terrific. So now we came to last week. So last week we did the tarot show, and I think it tried to start up again. And I'm like, okay, I have to make a note. I have to make a mental note that as soon as the show is done, I'm going to go in and erase that file so it doesn't keep trying to start every time my show starts. Well, of course, what happens to mental notes. They get lost very easily, so I didn't do it, and it stayed in there the whole week until last week. And I was on the road again. I had taken my friend Twilight Evening Star to the movie, and we had seen movies that we had seen. I think it was the silent movie. So there was, they do a silent movie every year, and their house organist gets to play through the whole thing. And again, it's a long evening. I got her home, and I got back on the road, but it became became clear that I wasn't going to make it home by 11:30. So I pulled off and was getting ready to do my show. And by God, if that old show, that old automated show, didn't start up again in this way, this time I had no way to stop it. From where I was, you can't stop it from the phone. You have to be on maybe there is a way to stop it on the phone. I just don't know what it is. So when I got back, which was after midnight, and I got back, so that show played twice is what it comes down to. Within a period of about 4 weeks, it played twice. So I got home, and as soon as I got home, like at 12:30 in the evening, I cut on the computer and erased it. So I didn't know, maybe it was a zombie show, maybe it would come back even though I had erased it. So that's why I listened there at the beginning of today's broadcast. But it did not speak to us from the great show beyond. So I think perhaps we have rid ourselves of it forever. And I didn't even need to use a steak garlic or holly wreath, some other kind of things, or silver bullet, whatever. I didn't need any of those things. I just clicked. And that's the kind of thing, is I went a whole week and I had neglected to do that, even though I knew I needed to do that. And it happens a lot with me. It's a lapse in mindfulness. It's something I need to address. It happened today. We went to that show. This Twilight Evening Star and myself, who keeps avoiding her blog talk debut, because they keep saying, okay, if it gets to be 11:30, I'm going to put you on the air and I'll drive. So I just take her back to her. She has her car at the park and ride, and then she drives home. And she's missed it the last couple times. Hasn't had to do it. So maybe some other time you'll get to meet this evening star, but not tonight. But anyway, I took her home. It was actually a comparatively early evening. Wait a minute, I went off on the rails on that. What was I talking about? Because I was going to finish up the automated show comment again, but I've already done that. Oh my goodness. Okay, well maybe it'll come back to me. I'm seeing in my show title that I was going to talk about is a bad week. And okay, I don't know that you could say I'm having a bad week, or that I've had a bad week, or that I had a bad week last. I mean, people have, obviously, it's the whole, you got to deal, when you talk about that, there's this whole comparison thing that you got to deal with. Did I have a bad week compared to people in East Timor? No, my week probably pretty good. Compared to theirs. There's probably any number of political comments that can be made there. I'm not going to make one. I've sort of retired from politics now. Excuse me, I got to go. I'm conveniently located here next to my refrigerator, so I can just, Orange Crush. My goodness, that'll be wonderful. Now, if I can get it open with one hand, that's the only, here we go. Here we go. And I'm going to take a swig. Excuse me for just a second. Ah, much better. Much better indeed. Well, those of you who listen to the show regularly know that I started a new job recently. And so it's about, the bad week is connected to that. And yet, first of all, there is that comparison that I just said about the different people in different places, maybe defining the idea of bad week a little bit differently. I had, and even within this sort of thing I'm going to talk about, I enjoy the things that I do at work. I enjoy working, with our clients. I enjoy working with their trainers and their supervisors at the day placements. That's what I did mostly this week. I really even enjoy, to an extent, the paperwork, because there's a certain element of creativity involved in that. I mean, when I put together the paperwork that says how the different ways they need to, the different things that they need, their diet and their, doctor's appointments and whatnot. The company I work for started a thing where they want you to write it in the first person. They want you to write it as if you are the client. So that gives me an opportunity to create it, to write a little bit. That's something that I have been missing here just lately. So, I mean, the job itself, all the things about the job itself, I like. I can't think really of any element of the job that I don't, the job itself that I don't like. The things that are vexing me, well, the first thing, and I've talked about this before, so I won't repeat myself, but it's the fact that I'm on call all the time. I don't like that. The fact that there's some second guessing that goes on, and from above, and I don't like that. But what's really grinding my gears over the past couple weeks is how dependent. Maybe that's not the word I want. We have obviously there's direct care staff that take care of the guys. And there's house managers who run the houses, and then who directly run the houses, and then I'm in charge of the programs. Your direct care staff, if they're not the kind of people who are dedicated to this kind of work, who are doing this because they really like it, they can really mess you up sometimes. And we tend to get for young people, maybe who haven't worked, so much in the past. The job doesn't pay particularly well. I think that's a big thing too. They don't. Did I say this? I could seem to remember saying this on a show, or maybe I wrote it on the blog that for the most part, my direct care staff has a lot less to lose than I do. Because they're kids. So, what do they care? I'm not going to say that anybody doesn't do the job right. I think everybody works very hard at that. But, and I really shouldn't go into this in detail because I shouldn't. It's an open situation, and I shouldn't be speaking about it. Even though I'm sure there are lots of people in my company listening right now who will recognize my voice and be right on me. Let's just say I'm going to be working this weekend. And I had to work last weekend because three girls can't get along with each other. Now, we don't have the staff to be able to shuffle people around and to be able to accommodate people's the preferences of staff of who they work with. And then people talk, and then people hear that talk, and other people from higher levels in the organization decide they need to get involved, and it becomes a big mess. So I hope I haven't given enough detail. I mean, it could be people could be. If there's anyone from my company out there listening right now, and if they've recognized my voice, they're probably on the phone right now, because I probably did give away more detail than I should have there. But suffice to say, it's a sloppy situation, and the practical upshot of it, from my point of view, is that I have to go in and work shifts on the weekends because there's no one to cover them. I may get out of Sunday this week. I don't know. I hope. Fingers crossed. But I am going to have to go in tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., which means I'm going to have to go to bed as soon as I put this phone down. And I'm still only going to get about 6 hours sleep, assuming I fall asleep right away, which is a big assume because it always seems like I need to decompress a bit after this sort of one-way phone conversation is completed. So what do you do? I mean, what is the indication? I mean, so this is episode 13 of the Shaman Rises, or whatever it is, the Uncommon Shaman, that is. That's it. And I just typed in here, for a lark, the Uncommon Shaman equals episode 13. I must really have been. I think I put this up at that same time as I was deleting that episode last Friday, and it was very late. I wrote down, the Uncommon Shaman equals episode 13, Confronting Bad Luck. Bad luck. Shit happens. Kind of bad luck. There's There's a story I heard once about, a teacher told it to us at a Buddhist event. And he said that the Buddha was once asked about karma, because he had never really spoken about it. And karma is an idea that comes from way before the Buddhas, and the older religion that underlies both Hindi and Buddhism. So karma was part of that. So he was asked, what about karma? And the Buddha's answer was basically, shit happens. So, sometimes you just get sick. Sometimes you just lose all your money. Sometimes a tsunami knocks down your house. And it doesn't have anything to do with what your father did or what your grandfather did. It's just something that happened. So I think that way about what's been happening for the past 2 weeks and the impact it has on me, which is basically just a feeling of a restriction on my life, that I can't make plans. I'm concerned about my continuing ability to go home and spend time with my parents, because the phone may ring at any time and say, come on in and take a shift. And the fact that there's seemingly no end in sight. We don't have a huge influx of people coming in to take these jobs. So it may be. And I've done, it's not like I've been doing, I haven't had to do a full shift. I did one full shift. No, I did a full shift in the last pay period, it was two pay periods ago. And if I have to do a full shift, somebody said to me that you can only do two shifts, that a manager is only permitted to do two shifts on the floor as a staff person. I don't know. Have to see. I think it's 16 hours per pay period is all that you are permitted, which would mean I wouldn't be able to, because I've already done one. I only have 8 hours. I did one 2 weeks ago. I have one left. So what would it be? Be tomorrow? If I do it tomorrow, then there's no Sunday. Dun, dun, dun. Of course, what the next thing is. Well, just take it as comp time. I already got a day and a half of comp time I can't get in. So you deal. You deal. What can you do? Well, you can get your resume out. That's one thing you can do. And that seems a little bit, maybe that's a bit precipitous of me, because I haven't even been there for 3 months yet. It'd be kind of an odd thing to walk away with that little time into it. On the other hand, I did not see this as the job I was going to have until I started taking Social Security in 15 years, 16 years, 15 and a half years. In particular, I was interested in doing something in government or nonprofit, because if I can do that for 10 years, then I can flush my student loan. I didn't say all this last week because there wasn't a show last week. This is something I think about a lot, so maybe I've talked about it before. But I can't, in 10 years I'll be 61. And how do you get a new job when you're 61 years old? They know you're not going to be around very long. I'm not talking about, mortality, although I guess that would be a consideration. I'm saying, eventually, if you're in your 60s, you're not going to be there for 20 years. One way or the other, you're either going to retire or something's going to happen to you and you'll get sick and won't be able to work, or you'll die or whatever. So really, I think I have to dial that back. I got to think of like a 5-6 year time frame at most, or at least. I think that's if I'm getting around, I'm 51 now, so I get to 56, 57 years old. I think that's the longest I can wait to get to the sort of new job threshold. But here I am, 3 months into it, talking about it because of what amounts to bad luck. The people who didn't get along with each other were all thrown together in what can be a stressful environment, taking care of other people, deciding whose responsibility is whose, and if things are challenging, one can very much imagine how tempers could run short. But you know, those are people. I mean, that's a turn of fortune, not so much an organic element of the job. So in other words, it's bad luck. So how do I deal with that? I mean, do I sit here, you know, kicking myself because or with anxiousness about the day tomorrow? You know, that I don't want to get up. That's probably the biggest thing I have to get up in the morning. I hate that. I need a long time to get up in the morning. I need to wake up. I need to kind of stay in bed for about 2 hours until I can finally, you know, roll out of bed, go to the bathroom, and maybe come back and lay down for a little longer before I finally make it out for good. Excuse me, I got a little bit more crush here. Nectar of the gods. Am I allowed to say crush on Blog Talk? Crush, that wonderful orange soda. Am I allowed to say that? Can I say that on Blog Talk? Guess I just did, didn't I? Oh, well. It's very good. I like it. So anyway, I don't think I've given you an answer to the question, have I? How do I deal with bad luck? I guess I wait. I wait it out. Because it's not going anywhere. Eventually, you got to trust in the odds and trust that one day things will turn and there'll be good days. There'll only be the days when I get to go to the workshop and talk to the guys and see what they're up to. See the amazing things they do that maybe you don't even imagine when you're with them in the group home. You know, I experienced that with two of the guys this week. Just wow. Really? He does that? Which is what, I mean, it's important for me to get that picture, and I want to be spending more time at the workshops and working on programs for the guys that can be maybe can be extended, you know, the home and the, you know, they have elements of the home and the workshop. So it's not the job that troubles me. It's the odd turn of fortune that troubles me because I've wasted so much time. Now, I'm 51 years old, and there are things that have to happen in my life now. And when there's trouble along the way, bad fortune takes a hand, it sets me. But I know the only person to be upset with is myself, because the decisions that got me here were mine. The amount of time I've wasted over the years, and I'm not talking about some sort of corporate goal or corporate persona or place on the ladder that I wanted to be at this point. I'm talking about, first of all, a level of security that I would have hoped for by this point that I do not have. And secondly, quite frankly, a level of notoriety that I had hoped I would have by this point. You know, to be known among my peers as someone who can do things and someone who can get things done. I think that's both the same thing, isn't it? It's getting kind of late. Do things and get things done. Be someone who is known who I am when I walk in the room, I guess. At least, you know, within my own, at least within the company that I work for. And I'm not, you know, I'm not there. And the reason is that, you know, that I've squandered a lot of my opportunities. That's not, I've squandered all of my opportunities. I've learned a lot. And I've, you know, I treasure even the experiences I had that were the results of mistakes, errors, and judgment. Because all of that experience becomes relevant at some point. You'll hear, oh, yeah, I remember that. If only to, you know, avoid doing it again. To avoid, excuse me, that's the crush coming back. To avoid, what is it I want to say? You know, to avoid that trap again. To avoid falling into the same trap. I said I would talk about possible purposes of a bad week, too. So I think bad weeks are educational. How do I avoid getting to the spot again? And maybe you can't avoid it totally, but there are ways, there are always ways, or things you can mitigate, things you can do, you can recognize a situation as one is entering into it, and figure, you know, what's the best way to make this happen? What's the best way to make this better? What's the best way to make this not hurt as much as it did the last time? I think that's the main thing that's happening right now. How do I make a cabinet if I'm going to be frequently coming in and taking shifts? What is, you know, what is the way? How do I make that work to my advantage? How do I do my QIDP stuff? You know, there are ways. You know, I have a laptop. I can you know, make that work for me. So I say, looking around, because I know it's supposed to be here somewhere. No, I didn't bring it home with me. That's right. It's up in my office, filled with wonderful papers that I can turn into. Turn into essential documents and then put them in the notebooks, and then I will have served my purpose. And the purpose, you have to turn the idea of the bad case. I can one thing, and here's a guy, rotten, doggone, I have to be here, I have to get up in the morning, nah, which has been me most of the night. But, the other side of it is, okay, what can I accomplish this, with this time that I would not have accomplished otherwise? And how can I make this experience useful? So is any of this, none of this stuff is earth-shattering, but I don't know that I ever really do a whole lot of stuff that's earth-shattering. You stay. You stand in a place where you think the world's going to end. I'll speak for myself. I think the world's going to end, and I find that within a very short time, you can find a way to wiggle your way out of it. Nothing is ever that bad. Worst case scenario, they fire me and I go out and get another job. Go out and find my next problem. Okay, that's just got my 60-second warning, so I'm about to say goodnight. Thank you for listening to our show. Please check out other shows on the withinsightsradio.com channel of blogtalkradio.com. I'm sure you will enjoy them. Thank you for joining me this evening, and check me out next week. Have a pleasant good evening.